We are at the festival d'Angoulême with Matteo Scalera sur le stand de Urban Comics. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Fine, and you? Nice to meet you for Black Science.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to meet you too.
How did the project of Black Science came out?
Actually, I was me and Rick met the first time in 2012 because we started working together on the Secret Avengers. And he specifically asked to have me on that book. And that's what he says. I don't know if it's true or not. By the way, yeah, we had this collaboration. We did almost like 10 issues of Secret Avengers, so we got along pretty well. So we became kind of friends because I'm used to go to the conventions in America, so I always see him at conventions. So we had the chance to know each other in person, and it was really good. It was a really good relationship. So after 1 year, I was working on the Hulk, the Indestructible Hulk with Mark Waid, and he asked me, you know what, I would love, I'm starting to, you know, I'm seeing that there's a lot of independent books for Image, they're selling really well now, so I think it's the right time to do something together. In the first place, we were supposed to make the sequel for Fear Agent. So he wanted to do a sci-fi story, but at the beginning, he wanted to do Fear Agent 2, which I was happy to do. But we ended up, it was like, you know what, let's do something new with more characters development and stuff. So he called me and was like, I have this other series that is ready. Actually, Black Science was supposed to be done by another artist. I think another European artist, I don't remember his name. But it was, you know, the stuff was coming late and, you know, the project was not moving on. So it was like, what if you jump in this project and we start working together? So when I came into the project, I was the last piece of the team. So the team was already established. And that's when we started, basically.
How does the recruiter explain the Black Science project? It's a science fiction, it's scientific team. What is the pitch?
Yeah, well, basically, we have two different, you know, roads that we're running. It's on one side, it's a science fiction story. So we're trying to, you know, keep the reader's attention with strange words and strange dimension, and that's the sci-fi part. And on the other part, we have a huge team with a lot of characters, and we try to, you know, develop a strong drama, which is what usually works for, especially for TV series now. So you have a huge cast, and you start, you know, slowly taking the layers off from the characters, and you start, you know, seeing them for what they really are. So we're trying to work on these two sides, you know, at the same time. And sometimes it's really hard, but it's challenging. It's a good thing. It's nice.
And in French, we have only the first chapter. It's really quick on the story at the beginning. They run at the first at the first page. It's always like that. Always an emergency.
Well, yeah, that was a decision. Just, you know, for readers to have something. Oh my god. So there's a lot of, you know, changes of pace. There's a lot of, you know, surprises, pages after page, just to keep, you know, the attention of the reader. And that's the adventure, the sci-fi part. So that's the tactic for us at the beginning to grab the attention of the readers. And then I'm finishing the third arc, and so far it's gonna be really fast-paced. We're starting, like, working on specific characters and working on their personality. But basically, because I just came from Rick's house. I was in Los Angeles like 5 days ago, so I was at his house, and for 2 days, literally, we talked about Black Science for two entire days, about how we want to develop this series, and we're like, you know what, we're just running and running and running for like 14, 15 issues. So let's start and take our time on the next arc. So probably the fourth arc is gonna be more, you know, more calm and a lot of work on the characters. And it's gonna be, I mean, I can't spoil you anything, but the fourth arc, it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be the best part of the book. And it's gonna be more the European part. Right now, it's really American. If you exclude, you know, all the, you will take off all the thing, the work on the backgrounds and the words. It's been a really American book, really action-packed stuff. And then the fourth one will be more European style. We're trying to play on different levels here, so it's gonna be fun.
What do you like to draw the more, the human, the creatures, or the background, the amazing landscape? Or?
Well, in general, I think I'm more always being fascinated by the characters. So every character has his own, you know, his own stuff. So every character, I'm trying to, you know, distinguish each character. And but now, especially since we're planning on slowing things down and having more of a kind of French vibe in the fourth arc, my main goal is get to the state of mind in which I work a lot of backgrounds, so small characters and, you know, old wide shots, pure like Moebius style. I'm looking to a lot of Moebius stuff. I wanna get some inspiration by that. Yeah, it's pretty challenging. That's good.
Did you change your way of drawing with Black Science?
Yeah, this is something that I usually do. Like, you can tell it's me, hopefully, I guess. But I still, for every comic book that I draw, for every series that I draw, I always try to add something or take away something. And yeah, of course, I think you can tell it's me. The pro Black Science, I went more, like, let's say cartoony on the characters, a little bit more than other comics. Like, I was working at the same time on Black Science and Dead Body Road. And Dead Body Road is a gritty story, it's a realistic story, so I went less, you know, crazy with the character shapes and stuff. And yeah, here in Black Science, I went back to my origins, which is like more cartoony stuff. And I think I find the right equilibrium right now.
Are you free? When you draw a page, you've got the script, of course, but can you change something inside? Or?
Yeah, me and Rick, as I told you, we've been working together for a lot of time. So now he leaves me. He knows that we have, in general, more or less the same idea of storytelling. We have the same storytelling concept in our head. So most of the time, we get along really well with the script because I know what he wants to do. And he knows what I want to do. So basically, most of the time, the script is fine, and I'm good with that. But sometimes I add something, so I call him. Most of the time, yeah, we have conversations on Skype, and I tell him, you know, here, I think we should add this panel, or sometimes I think we should take off this panel. How about, sometimes I give him, like, a couple of different options for some pages, because maybe I see that in a different way. That can work. So we have a lot of, you know, back and forth discussion about this stuff. Yeah. So, but in general, Rick is a writer that has a really defined way to think the page, which sometimes could be hard for some artists. Not for me, because we have the same vision in general.
Did you thought to a soundtrack to listen when we read Black Science?
Oh, actually, I don't. When I work, I don't use to listen to music. I listen to a lot of political talk shows. Yeah, and I also listen to wrestling, American wrestling. I don't know why. Yeah, because you don't need to see it. You just wait, and sometimes you hear the commentators like, whoa! So you turn like, oh, okay. So that's mainly what I listen to while working. And but it's curious because it's fun because like last year I was in Charlotte HeroesCon in June, and a guy came in, and he makes, you know, electronic music. He's a DJ and stuff. He gave me a CD that was called Black Science, and basically he composed, it was like five tracks, and he composed that electronic music while reading Black Science. So that's fine. He did the opposite, like, it wasn't working on a comic book and while listening to music. It was doing music while, you know, reading the comic book. It was super fun. It was super fun.
You said there is four arcs now. Do you think that the comic books can go longer? Or?
Oh, yeah. Right now, we just planned the first four or five arcs, but you can never tell because it's gonna be long-term commitment. But in our heads, we were talking about this a few days ago. In our heads, it's gonna be like another 3 years of Black Science. So let's say around 45 issues or something like that. So we have a huge timeline to work on. And yeah, as I told you in this first part, basically, like the timeline is the current timeline. So you're reading, and it's like it's just 2 weeks in just the first four arc, and then we're starting slowing down. So timing is expanding, space is expanding. We're just working on this rhythm and trying to make it work, you know. So yeah.
If you've got the opportunity to live in one of the five places that I will tell you, which one would you like to pick? You can choose the Flintstone Cave, Sherwood, Baker Street, the secret house of Elvis Presley in Antarctic, Adam's Family Mansion.
I think I'm gonna go with the Adam's Family Mansion.
Yeah,
I love the characters, and I think I'm gonna definitely go with the mansion. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Yeah, especially because, they're horror guys. They're not dangerous guys. They're really fun guys, you know. I would love to be there.
Okay. A word you would like to say to your French listeners, to your French readers?
Oh, I'm just hoping, you know, Black Science just came out, so they're telling me there's a huge response. So I just hope that, you know, there's something that I'm noticing, that the two words, like the European comic book world and the American comic book world, they're starting, you know, melting. Like, there's some publishers here, like Urban Comics, they're starting to publish pure American stuff. And there's some American publishers, like Image, they're starting to, you know, to put out a lot of really different products. Like, sometimes they're more French than American, typical American products. And there's a lot of European artists going there. There's a lot of American artists starting working for French or Italian publishers. So I'm just hope that Black Science will be one of the things that will help this kind of connection, you know? So that's what I'm hoping, basically.
Okay. Thank you.